A former Silicon Valley startup entrepreneur is now trying to help cure cancer, and the way he wants to do it is quite fascinating. Jeff Galvin is now the CEO of American Gene Technologies, and he's partnered up with NIH in what he's hoping will be the cure. It sounds very crazy, it sounds bizarre, and sounds just not right. You're actually using HIV to cure cancer?
Yeah, that's correct. A while ago, scientists discovered that you could go ahead and put new genetic material in adult cells, and they would start producing gene products. And then more recently, scientists figured out that viruses that had been doing this for billions of years could actually be cracked open. You could scoop out the viral DNA that they were bringing into cells, and you could replace it with DNA that would improve the operation of cells. Essentially, that we now have the ability to convert viruses into updates for the human cell, just like viruses and updates on computers, viruses and updates for the operating system of the human cell, DNA, operate in much the same way. New little code segments that we can go ahead and bring in using formerly deadly viruses like HIV into human cells that are fully adult in clinical settings can actually fix or improve the operation of adult cells in fully formed human beings and can become the basis of treating or curing diseases that were formerly completely incurable. And as you mentioned, the vector that AGT primarily uses is derived from HIV. It's called lentivirus. And essentially what it is we take HIV, crack it open, we scoop out AIDS. So all of the genes that cause the disease that HIV carries, that cause AIDS, are now removed from this. And we have an empty shell that still has its genetic delivery capabilities. It's like an empty stealth bomber that we can use to bring new genetic information into cells and improve their operation. And this is going to be the basis of not just curing things like cancer, and it's not only already part of a couple of cancer cures that are out there called CAR-T, but it's going to cure a myriad of things from infectious disease. And perhaps the most obvious use of this is when people have a broken gene that causes the disease. There's going to be ways now to take a good gene, put it in a virus, and reinstall that good gene in people's bodies, and the disease will go away. And a lot of people don't realize that there are 6,000 to 7,000 monogenic diseases out there, diseases where people have one broken gene that results in a disease condition. Some of these disease conditions can be incredibly serious or even deadly. And even though each one of these diseases is rare, when you add them all together, 1 in 10 people has one of these diseases. And it could range from something that's inconvenient for life or painful for life to debilitating and deadly. And so all of these are really in the sweet spot of this new viral vector delivery type of cures. And AGT, and you'll see some other companies out there are utilizing those and starting to knock off these monogenic diseases.
I hate to use the term dumbing it down, but so basically HIV, what it does to your body, and tell me if I'm correct, it wipes out your entire immune system. So what you're doing is you're taking out the bad things that actually harm it, and you're putting in good things, so it wipes out people's immune systems that are compromised with these very, you know, high risk or even deadly diseases. And so it lets it reprogram your entire system without the bad stuff in there.
Exactly. I think that's a good way of putting it. So HIV is actually a fairly complicated disease. And it starts by attacking just the HIV-specific T cells in your body and depleting them. And then it can take up to 10 years to slowly move through the rest of your body. And it's the fact that it gets into every T cell and eventually depletes that T cell population that leaves you vulnerable to standard diseases out there. Because, you understand how important your immune system is to fighting off all the different viruses, bacterias and other pathogens that you face every day, these are no big deal because your immune system is well equipped to fight these things off. But without an immune system, a cold, a simple cold would be deadly. And so, you know, so HIV is a, you know, a somewhat complicated disease in terms of how it moves across your body. But the gist of what you're saying is exactly right, that it is actually inside the HIV virus. There are three different genes. We call them cassettes. These are places within inside this viron that carry information that actually, when the virus attacks a T cell, it integrates those genes right into the DNA of that cell that it attacked. And that means that since it's integrated, it has the rest of the lifetime of that cell to operate. And it can slowly carry out its business over even a decade, if necessary. And by integrating in, it essentially has reprogrammed that cell forever, for the remainder of that cell's life. You see, DNA is coded in four different nucleotides or amino acids. They're signified by A, C, T, G when we write out the sequence of DNA. And if you think about your DNA, it's just a long string of these things, but the order of them is really important. Well, what does that sound like? It sounds like the zeros and ones in your computer, and it's exactly like it. A, C, T, G is base 4, and the zeros and ones in your computer are base 2. And but those, the order of those ACTGs is what determines what the cell does every day. And for a long time, you know, only viruses were able to get in there and change that operation. But now that we've been able to hijack viruses, we can actually get in there and insert new strands or repair strands of these ACTGs, fix the order of them, and change the operation of the cell permanently, just like giving it a software update.
Right now it's being tested on rats, I understand. So when, what's the timeline for this? When does testing on humans actually begin?
Well, so for our cancer cure, we, our collaborators, Stanford University, a professor named Dean Felsher, he's an expert in hepatocellular carcinoma, and we believe that we will do a human trial at the end of 2020 or the beginning of 2021. So we've got a couple of years ahead of us of filling out all the paperwork for the FDA, but we have data that we think is compelling, and we're about ready to meet with the FDA and have a pre-IND meeting to determine their interest and their willingness to see this tested in humans. Now, liver cancer that we'd be testing it in is a highly deadly disease. There's no cure for it at this point. It has, most people who get it will end up passing away within a year. So it's an unmet need. It's an orphan disease. So we think they're going to be willing and interested in giving this a try. And as you were saying, we've been testing it in rats, and the data in rats, or mice really, is really phenomenal. It's just remarkable that we're able to go ahead and do an intratumoral injection. So we go ahead and put a small amount of virus in the primary tumor to get it to secrete a stimulatory small molecule, which you could think of as like a perfume that attracts all of the T cells that naturally surveil for that cancer. And it stimulates them into high activity and allows them to eat the cancer cells at 300 to 600 times the normal rate. And what happens is just one shot into the primary tumor lifts the immune system across the entire host, across the entire animal or the entire human. It doesn't just eliminate that primary tumor. It ends up eliminating the metastases and secondary tumors and even unrelated epithelial solid tumors. So this thing looks like it works based on our mouse experiments, and we put over 1,000 mice through these tests already. It looks like it will work on breast, prostate, lung, liver, colon, kidney, ovarian, pancreatic, head and neck, and skin cancers.
Wow!
And so a lot of the solid tumors that are the most deadly out there fall into that category. And so we're very hopeful, and we think that the data is highly confidence building, that we have a unique immuno-oncology approach that doesn't require us to modify your immune system at all. All we do is modify the cancer to make it infinitely attractive and stimulatory to your natural immune system. So we think this is going to be a very effective but also a very safe method of treating solid tumors.
Well, this is amazing.
It's our dream, basically, that someday we could send radiation and chemotherapy the way of bloodletting and leeches. And I think this may make that possible.
Well, it is amazing. And amazing that you went from computer programmer to gene coding, because you're making us all look bad. Jeff Galvin, the CEO of American Gene Technologies. Fascinating. And kudos to you doing some excellent work there. We appreciate you being on today with Washington Swonk FM.
Well, thank you very much for having me.